Justina joins the show next, but first, Treat 'Em Right by Chubb Rock. I'm pretty sure he wasn't talking about the side pieces.
Chubb Rock jumps upon the scene with a lean and a pocket full of green. The green doesn't symbolize, I made it on the top, but RoboCop last year was a shock. The tone of the Popeye cut shook your butt. Kids are screaming, the media says what? Kind of music is this for you to dance to? The man with the plan and the band demands you. Leave the smack and the crack for the whack, for the ball and the knock, keep a smile like that. Leave the knife and the gun in the store and ignore temptation sent by the nation. Racial game causes pain, needs a new rep. In your heart and mind, never forget you set. Hawkins, and when you're walking, you know what you're squatting. Black on black, remember that, it's important. Anyway, the shunless one, bring forth the fun. No hatred, the summer's almost done. No time for sleep, jump in your Jeep and pump up the funky beat, a holy. Beeper goes off, yo, smash it, then trash it. You're too young to be plumped in a casket. Just get your boys and bring the noise and just swing it. And for the people, sing it. Dibs on the big man. Can he come out? Can he come out and slam a jam? I'm his number one fan, yes I am. All these kids realize that I'm the man. 6'3" and maybe a quarter of an inch bigger than last year, but still a unique figure. Rob Springer, Doc, no Dinky, and Hot Dog, know that I'm a man that was born to have a mic on next to me at all times, ready to kick a rhyme. That'll keep me out of financial bind. That's why when it comes to fans, I'm never mean. Kids on St. James between Gates and Green. Always says hello, cause I'm a modest fellow. Never try to play a superstar that's mellow. Cause if these kids don't go buy our records, we'll be has-beens and plus naked. So we owe them, so pull out your pen, sign an autograph, you might make a new friend. So just get your boys and bring the noise and just swing it. Now party people in the house, sing it. Howie T, good looking G. Swing a hot dog, Doc, no, but F, love a dinky. Fish and chips with the hippie, hippie hips. Before the tune ends, give me some lips. Sanity Crystal, my niece, and Lady Kazam, my homegirl, peace. And leave the guns and have fun. Ow. And oh yeah, sing it. To 1990, Chubb Rock jumps upon the scene with a lean and a hardcore dream. The dream wasn't crafted to be pornographic. Decency started from the Crip Plus kids. Don't need to hear all of that on a rap. The strength of my vibe placed Chubbs on the map, cause authority, seniority goes forth me. My staff gives autograph, plus give enough laughs. Read my might, heed my sight. I definitely lead you right, just treat me right. Peace.
Find out what your favorite celebrities have been up to every week on The Weekly Word on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
In your life? Well, don't worry, we've got you covered.
Introducing Good Old Podcast. It's the best place to find the story behind the story or just to enjoy classic segments from shows again and again. You'll also find fresh material that discusses an array of topics including sports, music, love, life, and more. Just log on to thegoodoldboys.net and click on podcast to discover a brand new world of Good Old Boys entertainment.
Pour a glass of fine wine and run that bubble bath and slow it down with Big Daddy Suede in the bedroom.
Welcome to the bedroom.
Let Suede give you a sonic massage every week in the bedroom.
Pour that favorite drink, run that bubble bath, get close to that special someone.
On the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
What's good for you, what's good for me.
Coming up this hour, music from The Emotions, Secret Weapon, and Lady Saws right here on the Good Old Boys Radio Show.
So you take the mouse and click over there, and then you can choose someone you want to call.
My niece. I click here?
Uh-huh.
This is Louisa. Recently she got help going online to chat with her family back home.
Okay, so then you want to hit that green button.
This is her first time on the internet and her first time seeing her niece in 5 years. Louisa doesn't know what to expect.
Ah, Louisa?
Oh, oh my gosh, there she is. This is amazing.
It's so good to see you. You look so pretty.
But this is definitely way beyond.
Oh my gosh.
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. That's 1-855-387-9166.
Oh, I've missed you.
Oh, me too.
Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem even I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. Over 17 million kids in America may not know where their next meal is coming from. That's one in five children. Yet billions of pounds of surplus food produced right here in America just get thrown out every year. That's more than enough to feed every last hungry child. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank by going to feedingamerica.org. Together we can knock out hunger. Together, we're feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The program, and joining us today is somebody who's been burning up, as we like to call it, the internet. Justina joining us on the program. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys? Thank you for having me.
Doing great, doing great. So first of all, tell us a little bit about Justina. Like, how did you get into the industry and all of that?
Well, basically, I started in theater as a kid, and I grew up with music around me. My dad is a singer and a guitarist, and he plays in a band with his brother and his brother's son. My cousin is a drummer in my band. So, you know, the family parties and growing up, everything was very musical. So, you know, I grew up in a house of rock and roll with my dad, and then, you know, I fell in love with hip hop in grade school, and, you know, I just kind of took my rock and roll influences and my love of hip hop and soul music and, you know, kind of just created my own style and ran with it.
Now, you've been extremely busy. I mean, you've been everywhere, especially on like every major website in the on the internet, and most notably, in my opinion, being on MTV's Rap Fix and everything. How do you stay so busy? How is like? I mean, what's the science behind you trying to be everywhere that you can possibly be? Obviously,
You know what it is. The science for it for me is just the mindset that no one's going to work harder for me than I work for myself. So, you know, every day is just about constant evolution and progression, you know? I know that this industry and this grind is a long one and a hard one, and I've already been grinding for a minute. And I know that nothing comes overnight, so as long as I personally keep progressing and doing better every day and every month and every year, and each project and each video and everything else that I put out is more successful than the last, that's what makes me happy. And that pretty much fuels me, because it means my fans and my supporters, they like what I'm doing. So, you know, even if by next month or next quarter or whatever, I'm not, you know, the hugest thing, I'm still a better Justina. So that's really what I go for.
Justina joining us here on the Good Old Boys Radio Network. Now, obviously, you've been getting a lot of comparisons to Nicki Minaj. How do you feel about those comparisons?
Hey, I mean, I welcome them. You know, when I rap, I do get the Nicki comparisons, and then when I sing, I get comparisons to singers. And you know, I think it's okay. Hey, I think Nicki is you know, killing right now. Obviously, she's the hottest female rapper that's out, so you know, I don't mind it. And I think people do that and compare you to other people just so they could you know, describe your sound to someone who may have never heard you before. So I don't think it's a bad thing.
Now, obviously, you just mentioned what I was about to jump into next about you rap and you sing, you know, you write songs. What do you enjoy doing the most?
You know, I don't know. People ask me that a lot, and I really don't know. I really enjoy to sing, and there's something about singing live that it's really magical, because not everyone can do it. Even people who sound good on track, a lot of them can't sing live, and I really pride myself on being able to sing and sing well live. You know, I just did a big show the other day, and I was shocked at the show. I was the only singer who sang live. And that just blew my mind, because I would never not sing live and lip sync. I think it's crazy. So I really do enjoy to sing live. And I mean, I really love to rap as well. So it's kind of hard for me to pick, you know. I love to do both. And I think doing both is what does actually make me different from any other female rapper that's out now, because I don't think there's any, any female artist, because I don't think there's any female that raps equally as well as she sings, or vice versa, sings equally as well as she raps.
Right, right. So has being able to do both opened up doors for you that otherwise wouldn't be opened up if you were just a rapper or just a singer?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some gigs that I get booked for, and some remixes that I get called for, and some opportunities I get called for are off my hip-hop background and my hip-hop project. And then there's other gigs and events that I get called for where they're like, hey, you know, we want you to really stick to your Valentine EP and that type of vibe. And they don't really want the rap stuff. And for me, it's cool because I love to do a hip hop event, and then I love to do like a smooth jazz event. And it's not me, you know, picking and choosing what I like more. I like both. I do both. People who know me already know. It's just the fact that I am versatile and can do both, and being able to do both has opened a lot of doors for me, because there's some people who love rap and don't love R&B or pop as much, and vice versa. So it's kind of something for everybody.
Justina joining us here on the Good Old Boys Radio Network. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration that you've been able to draw from artists, female artists like Lil' Kim in the past.
Well, it's funny you said Lil' Kim, because Lil' Kim is my favorite female rapper of all time.
Right.
So, I mean, growing up, I would put my name in Lil' Kim's rap. Lil' Just a Queen Bee, so you best say he. Shout out Posty, yes indeed. Like, Lil' Kim was just so raw. She was like free and open with her sexuality, and like she was rapping so hard, but she also wasn't afraid to be feminine and wear lingerie, and you know, I think growing up on Lil' Kim, that definitely inspired me to, you know, even on the songs where I do go hard, I still want to be sexy. Like, I'm a girl. It's still, like, the femininity there. So I definitely pulled inspiration from Lil' Kim. You know, I love Lauryn Hill. Da Brat and Shauna are, you know, two other amazing female artists who I've also became friends with and had the awesome opportunity to actually work with. So, you know, pretty much I look at any female that's been in the game, past or present, and I give them credit because, you know, it is a hard industry for females and it is male-dominated. So any female that can shine through and hold her own is an inspiration to me in some way.
As a singer, how much does it help being having a father who's a musician as well?
Oh, it definitely helps because, you know, my dad, you know, along with my producer, Shy Bugs, they were, you know, two of the first people to really teach me about harmonizing, and, you know, I was familiar with, you know, how to play chords on the piano and the guitar from my dad, and, you know, he also has got an ear that, like, you know, the average parent wouldn't have. He could tell me if I wasn't hitting the note right or something like that, so it was definitely a blessing to have a dad who is gifted and such a great musician himself.
Tell us a little bit about how what Hard to the Body has done for your career.
Hard to the Body was a, you know, at the time, just like a catchy little saying that me and my crew were saying, and we just kind of put it to song. It was just like a feel-good joint that we did, and we shot a video for it, and it ended up getting recognition on Spike TV's top YouTube videos, and yeah, I mean, definitely just got me some recognition online, and it was just one of those like fun, feel good, stick in your head type of jams.
Right. Justina joining us here on the Good Old Boys Radio Network. What can we expect from you in the coming months?
In the coming months, I am still pushing my brand new EP that just dropped at the end of 2013. That's called Valentine. One of the leading singles of Valentine, Unbelievable, just got accepted to MTV and VH1. So you could definitely check for that on your TV screens. And we're also dropping the remix to Unbelievable this week, which is featuring Mano. So the remix is super dope. So you could definitely look for that. I'm just going to be continuing to release content, pushing Valentine, and then pretty soon we'll be dropping hints on the next project, and you know, just staying busy. I also have some remixes coming out soon with Da Brat and Vida and Shauna and all my sisters in the hip hop game. So definitely a lot to stay tuned for.
Well, you can tell Vida hello from D. Mario Washington when you see her next.
I will. We just actually remixed YG's new song. I don't know if I could curse on the air, but
it's okay.
It's called My Itches. Okay, it's called My Mission. We just did a remix, and it's myself, Vida, and the Brat. So that's definitely dropping soon, and we're looking forward to that.
No doubt, no doubt. No, how everybody can find you online? You got the Twitter and the Instagram and all of that?
Yeah, absolutely. My main site is www.justinamusic.com. That's JustinaMusic.com. You could also find me on Twitter and Instagram at JustinaMusic, spelled the same way. And then on Facebook, you could either search Justina or put in / JustinaMusic with a K.
Absolutely, Justina. You can check her out, JustinaMusic.com.
Thank you guys so much. I would like to take this opportunity to thank Mario and the Good Old Boys for having me up on the station. This is your girl, Justina, and definitely keep it locked for everything I got going down in the future.
Everybody just clap your hands. I said we're here to do what we want to do for all you rockin' fans. Let's go to work, let's go berserk. You hear a new rhyme every day. But my rap is good in my neighborhood, and I say it just this way. I say hi-ho, I'm on the go. I'm rockin' to the beat in stereo. And if you want to know just where to go, everybody just follow me. I said you listen to the band, it's called EC. That's the one that's moving you viciously. And if you listen closely, you surely find you listen to the sounds of a mastermind. Hey, hey.
This broadcast is a copyrighted program produced entirely by the Good Old Boys Radio Network and parent company Water Cooter Industries, LLP. Any redistribution or reproduction of part or all of the contents of this program in any form without the express written permission by the Good Old Boys Radio Network is prohibited. For more information, log on to thegoodoldboys.net.
Master, what are you doing with that computer?
Calm down, Vigo. It's my greatest creation yet. TheGoodOldBoys.net.
GoodOldBoys.net?
Yes! You bumbling fool. It's TheGoodOldBoys.net. You can find more information on The Good Old Boys, Jasmine Love, The Bedroom, and The Larry P. Show.
Ah, yes. The Good Old Boys Radio Network. Are there pictures as well, Master?
You idiot. Pictures of all your favorite Good Old Boys personalities and so much more.
Oh, Master, look, he's walking. Ah, he's walking. Yay!
Music from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. You're listening to The Good Old Boys.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat. Or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either. I paid more than the minimum each month, and soon enough, it was gone.
So you're just giving up?
Giving up on what?
The life of luxury.
Egyptian cotton, caviar Thursdays, designer everything.
What are you talking about?
Our plan. What happened to winning the lottery and mastering the art of the perfect mimosa? Hosting galas, wearing enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacationing in the French Riviera, and then buying it.
I just thought maybe it was time to prepare for my future. You know, set some financial goals, make some smart investments, open a 401k.
Financial goals? Investments? A 401k? You are horrifying right now. Listen, if winning the lottery were easy, everyone would do it.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
You may recall the voice from Bad Boys and Bonnie and Shine from Bad Boy recording artist Shine in 2000. However, this cat has been putting it down since the late 70s. Up next, Mr. Barrington Levy with Here I Come on the Good Old Boys Radio
Trouble
Network.
Double double double.
To come, Rosie, tell me to come. So she didn't have a daughter, she did have a son. She said the lift doesn't work, run up the stairs and come. And if it don't come quick, you're not gonna know that's fun. So I grab a bunch of rose and I started to run. Here I come, whoa. 2 months later, she said, come and get your son. Cause I don't want your baby to come tie me down. Now because you are old and I am young. Yes, while I'm young, yes, I wanna have some fun. Run me down. Shoodly waddly diddly woodly diddly whoa. Swing. I'm broad, I'm broad, I'm broader than Broadway. Yes, I'm broad, I'm broad, I'm broader than Broadway. When you go to Volcano, it's like a stage show. You have man that sing DJ and blow. Pull it down the radio. She didn't have a daughter, she did have a son. She said the lift doesn't work, run up the stairs and come. And if you don't come quick, you're not gonna see your son. So I grab a bunch of rose and I started to run. Here I come, whoa. 2 months later, she said, come and get your son. Cause I don't want your baby to come tie me down. Now cause you are old and I am young. Just while I'm young, yes, I wanna have some fun. Run me down. Extra size, extra size, extra size than size way. Extra broad, extra broad, extra broader than Broadway. And the intercom, Rosie, tell me to come. That you didn't have a daughter, that you did have a son. Here I come. Shoodly waddle diddle waddle diddle whoa. Swing, cause I'm broad, I'm broad, I'm broader than Broadway. Yes, I'm broad. I'm broad, I'm broader than Broadway. Over the ocean and over the sea, all of the girls, them my folk for we. Ooh, shoodly waddly diddly diddly whoa. Sing. And the intercom, Rosie, tell me to come. Said she didn't have a daughter, she did have a son. She said the lift doesn't work, run up the stairs and come. Cause if you don't come quick, you're not gonna see your son. So I grab a bunch of roses and I started to run. Later, she said, come and get your son. Cause I don't want your baby to come tie me down. That cause you are old and I am young. Young. Yes, while I'm young, yes, I wanna have some fun. Run me down. Shoodly rap, boo, boodly diddly, whoa. Swing. Cause I'm broad, I'm broad, I'm broader than Broadway. I'm broad, I'm broad. And then over the sea, all of the girls, them my folk for we.
Back on the Good Old Boys on the Good Old Boys Radio Network. The Mario Washington, Q Kittles, Black Trump, and Grand Wiz. Yeah. Now, what's the worst thing a woman has ever told you?
Worst thing a woman has ever told me.
Is it even?
I would say it was Well, I guess that doesn't really count, but I think the worst thing a female of the human persuasion has ever told me was 7th grade, when I told Latasha Ulmer to tell Samantha Goins that I wanted to holler at her, and she came back and said, I told her, and she said, ew. That was the worst thing I think I've ever been told by a girl. But the worst thing a woman has ever told me, man, what would that be? Man.
That's pretty bad right
there. Yeah, that kind of hurt.
That's pretty bad in itself right there.
Yeah, worst thing a woman has ever told me in life. Man, it's hard to say because I stopped paying attention to them when they talk so long ago.
Oh, Lord.
The worst thing a woman has ever told me. Man, I've never been told I'm bad in bed. Never been told I'm ugly. I've never been told, man, my breath doesn't stink. I smell good. I'm single.
Also, you don't have any outside of ew. Now, the fact that somebody said ew leads me to believe there's been a lot more bad things that have been said.
All behind your back.
Well, you said the worst. That was the worst thing I think I've ever been told by a woman.
But yo, man, the worst thing that was ever told to me, man, turned out to be the best thing in my life. But at the time, it was very critical and crucial to my self-esteem. I always liked older women and whatnot, but this girl told me that, she didn't tell me. She started the rumor that, I had a nice size member, but I ain't know what to do with it. As she started this, I was like in the 9th grade, yo.
And see, that's not even bad.
It is, yeah. But it is because, it's bad because to me, I was like, I know, but I thought I was doing my thing, though. And then, but it made me go out and perfect it and look at more porno tapes and perfect my skill. And then, you know, because once she started this rumor, it kind of brought more attention because, you know, the people that want to kind of see what was up. I was like, okay, this is kind of good. But at the time, I was kind of embarrassed and I ain't know no better. I was like, what do I need to do different? And but that was the worst thing that I've ever heard said about me. Other than, you know, ooh, ears. They used to call me ears when I was little because I ain't growing to my body and stuff, you know. But hey, that wasn't too bad.
Man, what is the worst?
Man, I got like 3 though.
Yeah, man, okay. Come back to him.
I have
3.
Well, one person said that I needed to gain more weight before I could mess with her because I was I am skinny, but I was real skinny at that time. I put on some weight of late, so yeah, she was like, yeah, you're too skinny. When you gain some weight, then maybe I'll like you.
Damn, though.
For real.
Still not as bad as ew.
Yeah, ew is pretty bad. There's a chick, I'm not gonna call her name, man, cause she passed away and we actually were friends, but this really hurt my feelings.
She would have been bad though.
She was bad. She died in like a car accident, man. And you know, it was really sad, like, actually. Word. But this was, she was really cute, man. And I asked her to the 8th grade prom, and she told me that she wasn't going. And I was like, okay. All right, well, if you change your mind, let me know. All right, so I show up to the prom, and who I see there?
Center stage.
Yeah, she was there. And I was like, damn, yo. That girl would rather go to the prom by herself than to go with me.
Oh, man.
My self-esteem was like done, dog. Boy, that joke there was pretty bad right there, boy.
Do you know why this is so hard for me to find? Because
you forget
it. It was a long time ago when I stopped caring about rejection. So it's so hard for anything negative that a woman says about me to register in my brain.
Oh, yeah. Everything go back to childhood, you know, like for me anyway.
Yeah.
I remember Kim. I can't remember her last name. That was the first girl I ever tongue kissed. Well, she tongue kissed me because I just kissed her. And she was like, that ain't no kiss. You know what I'm saying? I remember I pecked and I ran.
Yo.
I was like 12, yo, 13 or something.
The
man.
Second girl that I ever tongue kissed, I saw on Facebook the other day, she just got out of prison.
Oh, wow.
Are you sure she's a girl?
You dodged a bullet.
Yeah. Nah, I did, like, she was looking bad back then, but she cute now, man. So I don't know what happened, but when we was in school, she a little bad.
Lady
she,
of Rage looking chick.
Nah, she ain't look like that. But yeah. Like she's Kim like, I don't know what she was in jail for, but she just got out. And because, like, you know, her kids and stuff was posting, like, I'm glad my mama finally home.
Oh, Lord have mercy, boy.
She had to go to prison to get a makeover.
Oh, but, man, boy.
Man, all right, here's a stretch. This is the last remotely negative thing that I can even recall. I don't mean, it's just when a woman rejects me, it just does. It goes in one ear and out the other. Doesn't stick at all, so it's hard for it to really stick. But I say about a year ago, I was talking to this woman. I met her at a restaurant, and we were texting back and forth one night. And she was like, "So what? You want to come through or what?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'll come through." And then she said, "Do you have any protection?" And I said, "Yeah, I got that covered." And then she texted back, "Are they magnums?" And then she said, "Are they magnums?" Because that's all I really deal with. And then I texted back, "No, these are the new kind. What do you call whatever the newest thing was, extends or something like that. I don't remember." And then she texted back, "Oh, well, it was nice talking to you."
Oh.
Gotta go.
Again.
Kind of nonsense.
We always
is that,
speak
man?
About might as well lie, get on in there, get you, and be like, "Hey." Hey.
Be like, "Oh, yeah, definitely magnums, yes."
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is a dumb thing about the magnums, though. Like, why do chicks think that, like, magnums means that you have, like, a big penis? That's not what that means. You know what I'm saying? Like the
more probability for you to get pregnant because it's gonna slip off.
It's gonna slip off. Yeah. But the thing about like the magnum is that like it's just more comfortable.
Yeah.
That's you know what I'm saying?
Like I call the one they used to hand out in college. I call them chokers, man. Like
yeah, them things
it's just
boy,
so
you can't
tight.
Breathe.
Like Jesus.
Yeah. Another chick had told me that I was beginning to annoy her, and that made me feel real sad.
Well, with me, it wasn't necessarily what a person told me. It was what the person did, which I've mentioned in a previous show long time ago. And that's when I sent that Maxwell and Breyer CD to the person, and
still
she mailed it back.
I mean, mailing it back.
Return sender. Like, a gift isn't even good enough to win this person over.
That's, like, horrible, though. Yeah, return to worst. Sender is
that
the worst
be,
thing
you got
ever.
Dikembe Mutombo. That might yes, be the what? Worst. I think we have a winner.
Yeah, we have a winner, folks.
Tell him what he's won, sender. Bob.
Yeah.
And that's the last time you talked to her.
Well, no, later on, when I started working at Winthrop, library, and she was still a student employee working there. We were at like a Christmas party, and I might have slipped up and told a few coworkers I used to. You know,
I might have slipped up.
I can't.
You know, you told.
I know.
I can't
right?
remember. I was like, "Yeah, we used to mess around," and then you know how women are, so. So one of the coworkers went and approached her at the front desk and was like,
"Oh no, you gotta know better than that."
I was like, "What's the deal with you and LaTroy or whatever?" And then the next day, I think she had either sent me an email or a letter, and she wasn't too happy. So then I had sent her a message back, and I was just like, "Well, you know what? I wish you nothing but the best in your personal and your professional life."
not the professional. Get on with your business.
Oh, man. I had to say about that? Lady Saul, what a bomb.
I think I'm a bomb, bomb. Tell me say one thing, Nancy, if you understand.
who want thing Nancy can understand. What make them a talk about me ambition? Say what make who them a talk about me ambition? Come me say some of them a ask me where me get it from. Tell some of them a ask me where me get it from. I told them no no, it's from creation. I told them no no, it's from creation. Bam bam ayo, who what a bam. You come in at the place of me say well well sneaky bam bam ayo.
Terry is your one-stop shop for all radio consulting needs. Our team of experts can handle your production, provide news and sports content, and take your internet station or your terrestrial station to the next level. We can also help those who want to get their start in the industry or help on-air talents find their next big gig. Visit AustinTerry.net for more info.
That's going to wrap up hour number two. When we return in hour number three, we continue the conversation on Barbershop Talk here on the Good Old Boys Radio Show.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
It feels like you're frozen. Petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.